Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. We're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out. We want you to get ready to take lots of notes. We want you to go to another level in your life because it's all about entrepreneurs. Well, we have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, the tools for you to be successful at life, at work, at school, and in your business. And now your host, the power coach, Lalisa, and the possibilities coach, Cassandra.
Up over here on the East Coast, and we are excited about it.
Absolutely, absolutely. I tell you, you sound amazing this morning. I'm telling you, I'm so glad about Monday, too. So what's going on with you? What else is going on with you? Can you share?
Well, you know what? I had, over the weekend, I had a supercalifragilistic diagnosis. Oh my God! I took your advice, and I said I want to have a supercalifragilistic day. And
wow.
I have praised. Ooh wee! our sermon on Sunday was graduating to your next level. And
Ooh-wee.
My God! Well, you know I am on the road driving in, so I have limited access to the computer. But I just want to just, oh, my God, welcome everybody to the show this morning. We are calling from our virtual studio that looks like an automobile today.
But, wow.
That is a great day.
Well, praise God.
Well, I am so glad. I had a wonderful weekend, too. The weather was beautiful. I went walking. I just wanted to enjoy the beautiful world that God has given us and just enjoy myself. And, you know, sometimes it's just the small things that can make a big difference in your life. I took that walk, and I just felt so, you know, invigorated. And sometimes we just have to do those small things that really – you know, it's so good for us. You know, it just made me feel good. And check this out. I went to see Is Heaven for Real? And it was a wonderful movie about a little boy that went to heaven. I don't know if you've been hearing about it, but just awesome.
Yes. Well, guess what I did? Very exciting. On Saturday night, I sat down, and me and my husband, we watched Black Nativity. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. I know Bernita will be happy to hear that.
Oh, my God. I kept saying over and over to my husband, there she is. There she is. That's the lady that on the radio show. It was so wonderful to see her and tell her I knew her. I saw her throw her arm in the air. What an awesome movie, though. Awesome movie. You haven't gone to see it, people. go see it. You can rent it. You can rent the movie. You can buy it. You can rent it on demand. It was awesome. I'm definitely going to buy it. I'm going to buy the movie because I want to watch it over and over. What a powerful musical. I mean, I just love that movie.
Wow. Well, I know Bernita will be so happy. She'll be so pleased. It makes it even more exciting when you watch a movie and someone you know is in the movie. And, you know, that is so cool.
Many great stars in there, you know. Jennifer Hudson, Mary J. Blige, Forest Whitaker. I mean, just star after star after. And actually, the young man who was the boy, the son, he was at my local shop. He was at my local shop right over the weekend. And my husband said that the girls were lined up for 2 miles.
I am sure of that. Oh, my gosh.
And his autograph. He's a cute nice-looking young man.
Wow. How exciting is that?
Yeah, and Tyrese and just all the major stars in that movie was really good.
Now, what shop were you at? What store were you at? Is it in the mall or?
Well, no, it's just a little neighborhood ShopRite.
Wow.
It's called ShopRite grocery store. It's like a Kroger's or I don't know what big grocery store you guys have there in St. Louis.
Right. Oh, my gosh, how exciting.
Yes. Awesome.
So did you know you were going to be there? You just happened to go to the grocery store and he was there?
Well, I didn't go. I didn't see it. My husband told me about it.
Oh, okay.
I didn't see him. My husband just happened to go shopping with him and my grandson, who's only 7, and the line was so long. And they asked my husband. I was actually at a funeral, I probably would have been there with them. But they asked my husband, "Now, are you going to go take him and stand in the line?" My husband said, "Are you kidding? The line was so long." Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
I know. So I think we have a guest. I have someone else. I see there's another phone line open. I guess that's our awesome guest this morning.
Our guest will be ready at 6:30. Yeah, we will have an awesome guest coming in. So that's going to be great.
Wonderful.
Now, unless she's ready to talk sooner, she can just go ahead and speak in. But I know she said she'd be ready at 6:30. Is what she
told you. Yes, I am on the road again. I seem like I'm always on the road. But you know what? And how's the feedback? Can you hear me loud and clear?
Actually, you sound wonderful. I can't even tell you're driving. I mean, it's so crystal clear. It's amazing. It's funny. Sometimes you can tell people are in the car driving. Other times you can't. I can't tell that you're driving at all. So that's wonderful, absolutely wonderful. Yeah.
I am on a major highway here in New Jersey where there's a lot of big trucks. This is a great little Bluetooth then because this is the Bluetooth. But, yes, Coach Cassandra, you know, I tell you, this is a wonderful, there are some wonderful messages going around. I know there was a big conference on Saturday in New Jersey for people who are entrepreneurs. So entrepreneurs, you need to get connected in whatever city or state you are in. These are the days where they're doing many different workshops and seminars where they're helping entrepreneurs more than they've ever helped entrepreneurs in the past, say, 50 years. We haven't seen this type of help since the 1930s and 40s after the Great Depression. So now the government is coming forth and saying that our country as a whole, you know, entrepreneurs really push the country forward economically. and makes us economically sound through entrepreneurship and through education. So this is a time for you to be looking out, because what's going to happen if you miss out, you know, you may not get this opportunity again for a very, very long time. And so one of the things you're doing absolutely correct is by coming to forums like this, Blog Talk Radio, all about entrepreneurs, and we're going to try to bring you as much information as we can over the next several days, weeks, and months. Also, we have our Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo. That's coming up August the 16th here in Newark, New Jersey. But up until that time, we'll be doing other webinars, seminars, and, of course, we do the radio show Monday through Friday, so you can come, and we'll be bringing on other people who have already gone that way, who are already entrepreneurs, so we have that support group, that networking. All the successful entrepreneurs know that networking, supporting one another, and even partnering and collaborating, those are some of the biggest keys, especially if you're looking for government contracts, government grants. The government can help. Is everyone going to be able to get a government contract? No. But does everybody have to have one? No. Did you know that, Coach Cassandra, you can partner with other people who have the contract? So let's just say you have a training program, or you do training, leadership training, communication skills training. Well, you could partner with someone who has the contract, and you can subcontract. And that's what our good friend Stephanie D. Burroughs talks about, and she'll be at the conference. You can meet her face-to-face and talk on in August on the 16th. Of course, you can contact her anytime right on Facebook. So we are excited about sharing with people how they can. All it takes is for one person to get the big contract, and then you can pull in a lot of other smaller companies that can be subcontractors. But you got to get your contracting paperwork in order. So we'll be able to talk about some steps to doing that as well. So we're excited about that, Coach Cassandra.
Wonderful. Well, you know, there's a lot of activity here also. We have a popular radio personality here in St. Louis named Jade Harrell, and this coming weekend she's offering a leadership program for people to come, actually like a leadership entrepreneurial workshop. So that should be pretty exciting. It's going to be the 8th, May 8th and 9th. So I am absolutely planning on attending that and reporting back to you some of the findings. And so I'm expecting it to be really nice, because everywhere, I'm hearing everywhere around the country, there's really a big push, like you said, to help entrepreneurs, and that is to us. And, you know, they want people to be aware that help is available. And I'm telling you, folks, if you've got a dream that you want to see come to fruition and a burning passion to, you know, bring that forth, now is the time. Now is the time to make it happen. There is no time like the present. And so let's do it. Help is available. And if you want more information about that entrepreneurial program here in St. Louis, just call 1600, Gospel 1600 radio station here in St. Louis, and you just look up that information via Internet or in the phone book, and they will be able to assist you. So that's pretty exciting. I'm really looking forward to that. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, there's a scripture that says, if you acknowledge God in all your ways, he will direct your path. So if you're listening to this, it's just not by happenstance. You know, God absolutely wants to assist you in making your dreams come true. You know, he's put purposes and plans in our heart for a reason. You know, he's not giving you a desire to do something just so you can wish I coulda, shoulda, you know. No, he wants to make it come to pass. So you do what you can to find out the information that you need to be successful. There are people that can mentor you. There are coaches that can assist you. Coach Lalise and I offer a 15-minute session just for free, for absolutely free, to get you going, get you started. So the help is here. Help is out. And so we want you to get connected.
Wow. Wow. That is so true. And that is so, you know, being an entrepreneur, starting your own business, you may work for someone else, but you can still start your own business on the side. You can still have that extra stream of income. And, you know, these days, having an extra stream of income can serve so many different purposes. You know, God gives us multiple streams of income, and he gives us, multiple talents, skills, and abilities that we can use, and he wants us to use them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
So can you share with us where you're headed this morning, or you want to wait and share that surprise?
Well, you know what, Coach Cassandra?
Oh my God,
it's breathtaking, actually. And yes, I am on my way to New Horizons, that's for sure. A new horizon for me, a new destiny. And I know I said that I had this super duper big surprise that I was going to share on Monday. And I guess it's Monday, huh, Coach?
Monday is here. Hello.
And notice now, today's date is 5-5. 5-5. It's 5-5-14. And let's look at all of that. 5 is God's number for grace. Yay.
Amen.
And so you got double 5. That means God is giving you double grace on today. Amen.
Okay, now. Yes.
And it's 2014. Now let's look at 2014. You got 20. You got double 10. God's, the number of 10 for God is the number of completion, you know, right? Completion or, you know, new beginnings. I think 10 is new beginnings. But so you got, now you got double 10, all right? Look at that. Come on now. There's a lot of doubles here in this, in our
Come on now. Yes.
Now this is, playing numbers and all that. But look, and then look at 14. 14 is what? Double 7.
Double 7. Okay.
God for perfection, completion. Yes, double 7. Listen, God's going to, listen. And in the scriptures, he said in somewhere in the scriptures that he's going to give you double for your trouble. That's right. You get double for your trouble. And look at that double grace, double completeness, double perfection. He's just doing it big, you know. So this day, don't let this day go by. And so on this day, I am driving in to a new job that I just got. Yeah, my new job. And I am so excited because, you know, one thing in my heart that I've been talking about for years is education. And which know that I was going around and talking so much about education and that people should go back to college. And people start saying to me, well, Melissa, college isn't for everyone. And I kept hearing that over and over and over again. And I was working in the college before, and I saw how many successful professors and other individuals in the college, how successful they were. I've seen many people in their jobs and how successful they were with their college degrees. And I kept saying, well, you know what? If college isn't for everyone, okay, that's fine. People say that, right? So one year I had to go and speak in Houston, Texas, at the Houston County Colleges, right? And there was a room full of people, about 100 or so, young men and women, and the notion came up again, and these were individuals who were getting their GED. They were getting their GED so that they could get off of welfare. It was what they called back in those days a welfare-to-work program. And I'm standing before these men and women, and I said to them, now they're on a college campus getting their GED so they can get themselves off welfare and become self-sufficient, try to get themselves a job, because many people know that when you don't have a high school diploma, a lot of jobs, that's the way they can scrutinize you, or that's the way they can, you know, say, well, we'd rather have someone, select someone that does, right? So you want to put yourself in a higher bracket, right? So I said to them, well, maybe college isn't for everyone, but an education is. Okay? So maybe college isn't for everyone, but get yourself some form of education. Maybe you want to learn how to fix cars. Maybe you want to learn how to, you know, lay bricks. You want to do construction work or whatever you want to learn how to do. I don't know, whatever it is, right? But you still need an education to do it. And I said that, and at the time, you know, it just sounds like, you know, is what I believed. Well, my belief has landed me a job today as the assistant to the vice president of academic affairs at a community college. And that's where I'm on my way today. So I give God all I give him all the honor and glory, because when we tell people your dreams are valid, and I heard Lupita Nyong'o say that at the Oscars this year. She said that at the Oscars as she was getting her Oscar award for her role in 12 Years a Slave, powerful, powerful movie. And when she got her award, she said several things that were very powerful, but one of the things that I'll never forget is that she said that she wanted everyone to know your dreams are valid. So whatever dream you had, whenever you ever had it, I don't care if it's something you dreamed of when you were 5, 25, 95, your dream is valid. And something that George Eliot said, I looked this up and I heard Les Brown's son say this about 15 years ago. Heard him say it, and then I looked it up for myself. And it says that you're never too old to be who you should have been.
Oh, no, I like that.
I love that. The moment I heard it, it hit my spirit. I never forgot it. I live by that. It's never too late to be what you should have been.
Yes.
Don't throw your clip that you like so well, Coaching Sagar, where I'm telling people to get back up and get in the ring. That's because I had just quoted that statement. And I said, it's never too late to be what you should have been. So get back up. Get back in the ring. And I don't care if you've been knocked down, thrown down, stepped on, and all of that.
Come on now. Come on. Yes. And you know what, Coach Louisa? I believe that our guest would absolutely agree with that. She said she is ready to come on and let us be in agreement with us. So I'm going to go ahead and introduce her. And I know she is waiting in the wings. And I have the pleasure and the honor of introducing Pam Green, who has been a two-time nominee for the 2014 Music Love Awards and the Female Vocalist of the Year, as well as the Female Contemporary Artist of the Year. She is currently promoting her CD called In His Presence, and I Love the Lord. And I'm so excited to talk with her. She's not only a phenomenal woman, she also attended my alma mater, Oral Roberts University. And recently I have come to find out about her through a gentleman by the name of Pastor Gerald Pace, who also is a colleague of mine at Youth in Need, which is also where Pam Green works. So I have heard of her and even met her in the community. She may not have remembered meeting me, but she's always all over town singing. She's such a wonderful songbird. And so, everyone, I am introducing Pam Green. So hello, Pam. How are you today?
Good morning. How are you?
Fine. And with us is Coach Lisa. I don't think you've had a chance to meet her, and she's an absolutely wonderful woman of God, as I'm sure you've been hearing as you've been listening.
I have, yeah.
And she just started a new job. We're just so excited for her.
And congratulations.
Yes, we applaud her. So listen, woman of God, how long have you been singing? What age did you start singing at?
I actually started singing when I was about 5 years old with my father at our local church here in St. Louis. And at the time, I didn't know that God had given me a gift. I just enjoyed singing. My father heard me singing around the house, and he told me to come and sing with him one Sunday, and from there we just kept moving.
God, how awesome is that? So were you the only sibling that sang? Do you have other sisters and brothers, or you pretty much were the main one?
No, I have four brothers and a sister, and everybody sings. Everybody plays an instrument. My brother Raphael Green is actually a pastor here. Bishop Raphael Green is a pastor here in St. Louis.
We all
started singing very, very young. So God has been willing me for a while for this moment.
Wow, that is so awesome. Well, what does it feel like to be the nominee for some actually very special awards? What does that feeling feel like? And share that with us.
You know, it was really an awesome feeling. It's amazing. I was listening to you talk about dreams being valid. When God gives a dream, when God gives anything to us, it is valid. And when things start coming to you that God has already intended to come to you, and you have an understanding of that, the first thing that happened to me when I found out I had gotten nominated twice, I absolutely gave praise to God because I said to him, God, you are faithful. And you are the one that brings to pass everything you said you were going to do. I didn't take any of the glory for it. I felt very much like God was doing what he said he wanted to do for his purpose, because we're here for a purpose. So when the actual nominee came to me, both of them, like you said about double, I was first of all shocked that I had even been contacted by them because I hadn't heard of them before. Someone else told them about me. They reached out to me and heard my music and then told me that I had been nominated by the committee for both of those categories. And it was just an awesome, awesome feeling to know that God is capable and even wanting to do in your life what he said he was going to do. And when you were saying earlier, Coach Felisa, about not being too old to be the person that God intends you to be, all of this is happening in my life in my later years. It didn't happen to me when I was 15 or 20 or 25. It happened to me at the time God said it should happen, but it was in my later years of living. And to people that are out here looking for their dream or still trying to fulfill it or getting discouraged because it seems like time is passing them by, don't let it go. Stay focused on what God has given. Keep pressing towards the mark because God is faithful. He is absolutely faithful to do what he said he's going to do. It may not happen to you at the time you think it should, maybe because we're not ready for it at an earlier age. I don't know. But when God starts to bring it to pass, grab hold to it and run with it.
Yes, wow. Well, you said a mouthful, woman of God. Do you also teach? It sounds like I hear a little teaching anointing on you. I can hear that very clearly. God truly has gifted you in more than one way. And I tell you, there's nothing like hearing a good teacher, preacher that also loves to sing. Oh, my gosh. I know God had blessed me at one time when I lived in Florida, sat under Pastor Clint Brown, and who used to be the praise and worshiper for, over for Rob Parsley in Columbus, Ohio. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, before that man of God would preach, he would sing, and it's something about singing. And, you know, I mean, when you're anointed to do something, you're going to do well, you know, whether you sing or not. But it's just something about listening to someone that loves to worship, a worshiper. Woo,
amen.
It takes to the presence, you know, and then they get up and preach. Oh, my God, there's nothing like it, nothing like it.
Absolutely true.
At least that's the way I feel about it. But, you know, but good preaching is good preaching, whether you sing before or not, but as long as the anointing is there and
Someone
anointed has sang and helped us usher in the presence, that's the most important thing. But anyway, it just seemed like to me, anyway, there was just a specialness about it when person would sing before they preach. But, yeah, so well, tell us what else is going on in your life that we may not know that you'd love to share with the audience.
I also am a teacher. I am a teacher, by actually by trade, by vocation.
Well, see, I do have to pick up on that.
I am. I teach. I've taught all the grades. I actually started teaching when my children were little. And the way I even fell into teaching was something that God designed. You know, I have found out that the Bible is very true. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And even though you may not always recognize God guiding you, he really does. All things work together for the good to those that love the Lord.
And, come on now.
I have found even in my mistakes, God has miraculously, or by his grace, I was listening to you talk about grace, by his grace, he has brought my life to a point where he was still able to use me. He was still wanting to, not just able, God even wanted to continue to use me. He wanted to use me to bless others. So even though you may fall, even though you may stumble, you may not even have it clear, God still uses you. I was listening to the two of you talk, and while you all were talking, both of you, Coach Delisa and you, Sister Cassandra, the Lord was speaking to my heart and just saying to me, these are two women that have dared to step out to believe me for what I have placed inside of them. It may not feel like it's a big deal to you right now, but anytime you obey God, it's a big deal because
amen.
Somebody is being touched. Somebody is being encouraged.
Thank you.
Somebody is
thank
being
you,
inspired to believe God for their life. We never live our lives just for us. It is always to the glory of God and always to bring someone else to know that God is real, Jesus loves them, that you can make it, that they can do it too. So while it may seem small, you guys have done something that God has intended to use as a vehicle to bless others and to bring them into their place where they begin to, like you say, be empowered to further what to go further on in what God has put in them. You guys are doing an awesome job. I was just, the few minutes that I was listening, I was just blessed listening to
thank
you guys.
You,
it's internet now, but it's going to be bigger. It's going to be more. It's going to reach more. God's going to cause you all to be able to touch others in your area. So stay faithful because it's going to make, I'm telling you, it's going to make a difference. It really is.
Okay, prophetess, we're going to add, okay, teacher, prophetess, psalmist.
No.
Praise God. No. Praise God for that woman of God. We receive that. I have to tell you, I don't know if Coach Elise is able to get on, but we have been receiving prophecy after prophecy of what God is going to do.
Prophecy.
And I am so excited. I don't know Coach Elise is too. What did you say, Coach?
Oh, girl, I said prophecy after prophecy. Yes, I am so excited. We are just big in our lives, and we are just thankful and blessed for it and blessed by it. Yes, we are. And woman of God, I heard you talking a little bit, and then I had to go inside and talk to the security people because it's 8 o'clock, and I don't start work till 9 o'clock. So,
oh, okay.
I think I'm a bitter.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, I was, Coach, when you were talking to me, because you asked me what was it like, you know, the whole path that I'm on, the Lord gave me another term. A lot of times we ask God, Lord, I want to be in your will. Lord, I want to be in your will. And sometimes that phrase can be so ominous and it can be so mysterious. Even to Christians, because you don't always understand what it means to be
yeah.
in the will of God. And so when God actually launched mm-hmm. me on this part of my journey, someone asked me, they said, Pam, what is it like to be doing what you always wanted to do? And before I could answer, the Holy Spirit quieted me down, literally. And he said these words to me. He said, tell them you are on your path. You are walking your journey. You are on your path.
My God.
And I said that to that person, and the Holy Spirit elaborated some more. He said, so many times people are saying, God, I want your will. And you don't understand that to be in the will of God is a path. And he gave me the scripture where David talked about the path of the righteous grows brighter and brighter as you follow God. We are on a path. It's not like, it's not something that's so mysterious and it's in the clouds and you can't get it.
Wow.
You're walking out and living out what God wants you to do. Well, it's a journey. And as in any journey, you come upon things. When you're on your path, the things that God has placed on your journey, on your path, you're going to walk right into them. I didn't know that God was going to launch me into this music ministry like this. I had given it up. I'm going to tell you. Some people are listening. You've given up your dream. You've given up actually reaching for it. But so many hard things had happened and come into my life, divorce and just raising your children alone. And just you know how it is when you're out here trying to make it. And so I gave up trying to be a singer. And I started plugging into my church, and I started sharing and pouring into the young people that God had put under my care. I started being faithful in the house of God. And because I was on my path, this came up, singing, and it came in such a powerful way, it actually astounded me. And I was like, for real, God, now, at this age, are you serious? And God was saying, yes, this is what I have for you. And to everybody that's listening, be encouraged. Stay faithful to God and keep moving forward. Don't stop. Don't let the fear of what's going to happen or not going to happen. Walk by faith. Walk by faith. Keep moving, because everything that's on your path, absolutely you will walk into. Even the people that God sent into my life, ladies, to produce the CD, to have the money to get it done, I did not know these people before God sent them to me. I did not. And the connections were awesome. I had no clue that I would meet the people that I have met and the people that are working with me, and God has given such favor. These are not people that I would have normally reached out to. Because in our own thinking, we reach out and do what we can or what we think we ought to do, and that's fine in some cases. But then there are times God will not allow you to reach out to what you know. He will cause you to stay focused on him, and he starts bringing in the resources. He starts bringing in the people. They're not always people you know. They're not always resources that you had available to you, but it's from him. So you have to keep open to what he's doing and to what he's saying so that you can move further on. But that's how I got started into singing. I started very little. Then other things started happening in my life, and then God brought it back. But he brought it back at a time I was ready to receive it, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And I was able to move forward without sabotaging myself or God's plan for my life. So it may not feel like things are going the way you want them to go all the time, but when you stay on your path and your heart is open to God, he really does bring to pass what he says he's going to do.
That is so true. I agree. That is so true. God bless you, woman of God. That is so true about the time. It's never too late. And
never.
You know, God wants people to know that. That you can't give up on yourself because of age, because guess what? You're still here.
That's right.
You're still here.
That's right.
You still have an opportunity, and you have a legacy to leave. You have examples. I remember one time a woman of God, I was at a Bishop Moe Jones was here in New Jersey preaching, and I went down to this church to hear him. Now, this was somewhere around 2000 and 2003, and I was there, and I was sitting near the front, and there was a woman in front of me. I don't know the lady. And we were waiting for Bishop Noel Jones to come out, so we were just kind of talking. And I mentioned to this woman something about going back to school. At that point, I was going to go back to try to get my PhD. And I was like, you know what, I don't need that. You know what, who needs it? And, you know, I've had enough education, you know. And the woman said to, she turned around and she said to me, you need to do it because you don't know who's watching you. Don't just think about yourself. There are young people who will just watch you and get the inspiration to go.
True.
Yeah, you may feel you're older and don't need to, but somebody that's 18, 19, or 25, they may see that, and, you know, and that's how I look at things. Whether it's starting a business, don't just think about yourself. Think about other young people, young women and young boys and men who need to see us starting businesses. How are they going to know?
That's right.
We don't. And I forget, one of the preachers was on there yesterday talking about having that model. They got to have a model. They need to know how. I forget who. That might have been Jamal Bryant. One of them talking about that. You know, you have to have. They have to have a model. They have to be able to see how this thing is done.
That's right.
And one thing my sister always told me, and one thing I strive to do with her, about 10 or 12 years ago, we began saying that we wanted to be in the center of God's perfect will for our life.
Right.
To be smack dab in the center of that thing.
That's right.
Perfect will for me, because he has one. Woman of God,
right.
He has a will for all of us.
Amen. You're right.
And we want to be, and we got to ask for that. We got to say, God, I want that. I learned that from Bishop Tony Jakes years ago. Ask for the Holy Spirit. We got to ask for it. Lord, let me have this. We know he wants to give it to us anyway, but I think he likes to hear us ask. He said, ask.
That's true.
You have not.
That's right.
He said, yeah, he said, you have not because you ask not. I think he likes to hear us ask.
Right. I hear you. That's right.
And I don't mind asking. Because I've asked enough people in the world for stuff that I didn't even want. Didn't need. Now you mean to tell me I'm not going to ask God for what he already wants to give me?
Absolutely. That's the thing. He already wants to give it to us. That's really true. He already wants to give it to us. He's a giver.
He said it.
He's not a withholder.
He said it's his desire. He said,
amen.
He said it's pleasure, rather. It's his good pleasure.
That's right. Because he loves us.
This is so exciting. It's just so exciting. I have to tell you, woman of God, Pam, that, I mean, since day one, actually even before then, I was invited on as a guest to speak on Coach Lisa's show. And I'm telling you, I have, when she asked me to help co-host the show, I'm telling you, I have been so excited that I'm beside myself so much, so many days. And I told Coach, I said, sometimes I can hardly sleep, or when I get ready to sleep, my heart is just racing and beating, just the influx of the anointing, the ideas to do this and to do that. And I'm telling you, it's like favor upon favor upon favor. Not only was it guests that come on, but ideas that when Coach Luis and I have brainstorming ideas, the anointing just comes in and just, bam, you know, pow, you know, just comes in. So, you know, I'm telling you, when we're on the radio, you know, we act like there's thousands on, because as far as we're concerned, God's going to do that thing, you know.
Right.
In a natural way, he brought us on. And there's just such a joy in doing the show. So, you know, I don't even trip about how many, you know, any of that. It's just such a pleasure and a delight just to do the will, to be, you know, I know I'm in the center of God's will, and that's such an awesome place to be.
Absolutely.
To know you're
Absolutely.
Doing what you're designed to do. And I had, you know, had gotten prophecies, God is going to use your voice. And I didn't quite know what that means, because,
right.
I'm also a singer. I love to sing, but, you know, I also love to do radio. I've done radio in the past, and I'm looking forward to doing television. I believe God's going to also open up that avenue. Also, I've done television in the past. And so it's just what he's doing right now, and just the way Coach Elise and I are just embracing, you know, this platform, you know, for, you know, entrepreneurs in the marketplace you know, with ministry and all the components that go with that. We're just open, embracing what God is doing. And we had even a bishop last week when he came on the show. You know, we're never looking for the prophecies, but it's just like the word of God the week before was the same thing and the week before. So it's just almost like consecutively, like God wants us to know, hey, my hand is on this. I am doing it. And
amen.
So I'm just excited, you know. And I love the Lord. You know, I love
amen.
That he wants to do what he wants to do in our lives. And I'm just excited about it, just like you are. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I just praise God for and you got to let us know, when are you doing another concert or something in the city? We want to know how we can get in touch with you. You have a web address.
Okay. I do. I actually have two concerts coming up in May this month. Mother's Day, I will be singing at a concert with Erica Reed. We're going to be at Friendly Temple. I believe the concert starts at 5:00. And I also will be singing that same day at 3:00 at New Northside Baptist Church. And I have several dates later on in the year, you know, later on in the summer, things like that. But I will make sure you have all of the information, Cassandra, so that you can just be praying with me, and if you get a moment,
yes.
You can run by and hear.
Give us that website, or will we see a flyer on your page about it, or how does that work?
I'll give you my information so you can I put it up on my page all the time. It's not up yet, but I'm going to be putting it up probably today, as a matter of fact.
For those that have just come in, can you just give us your name again and your website, please?
My name is Pam Green, and you can reach me at pamkeys2@yahoo.com, or you can also reach me on Facebook under Pam Green In His Presence. And you can pull up my page. That's my fan page. You can pull up that page, and you get the chance to see things that I have done and upcoming events so that people that want to be a part can come and see it. You can also get my CD if you're in St. Louis, at the Family Christian Bookstore on West Florissant here in St. Louis, or you can get it from me when I'm out singing. God is just... been doing awesome things in this ministry. It's amazing. But it takes work. It doesn't just fall in your lap like you ladies are working and networking. It takes a lot of work and prayer to hear God, like you said, to be in the perfect will. But it's awesome to live out what God has put you on the earth to do. It's awesome.
That is excellent. Wow, I'm going to definitely, I'm glad you shared that. I'm going to try to come to one of those events, if not both. So,
wonderful.
So you have a 3:00, and give us that church name again.
New Northside Baptist Church. I don't have the address, but I'll get all of that to you.
Okay.
And
we can catch it on your Facebook page, as you said.
Yes.
And then
yes.
You said your business page was called Pam Green. What again?
In his presence.
I love that. Now, you know what? I know you are a songbird, and we could probably wake you up in the middle of the morning, in the middle of the night, and sing
a song.
So I'm going to put you on the spot. Can you acapella a little bit of In His Presence, or whatever you'd like to sing, you know, maybe sing, you know, a few lines,
this
if you don't
mind. This is definitely
on
the spot. let's see. I'll sing a song that, one of the songs that when I do go out, people like to hear it. It's called Lord, I Love You.
Okay.
I glorify you, Lord. I magnify your name, oh yes I do. You've done great things for me, and I'm glad. Your matchless love has changed my life. Lord, I love you.
Praise God. Ooh, beautiful. I can hear the anointing on those words. Wow.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. We are so honored. Yes. So honored you stopped by to see us and share with us. Yes, it's been my pleasure.
Thank you for this opportunity. It has been my pleasure.
Yes. Now I know you need to leave the studio in a few minutes, so
right.
Do you have some encouraging words that you want to leave with the audience, or a little short prayer in the next 60 seconds?
I just want to encourage everybody, you all and everybody, even myself, to know. Like Joseph, when Joseph first saw his two dreams, he had in his mind what he thought it was going to look like and how it was going to happen. But as we all know, when we read the Bible, those of us that know the Bible, God took Joseph through many things before he actually came into the place where God intended for him to be. He did not see all of those and things that happened in between, which could have discouraged him, but he kept moving forward. Even when he got put in jail, even when he was lied on, even when he was sold into slavery. He didn't know all of that was a part of his making. So I want to say to everybody, you don't know what God is going to allow you to go through, but stay faithful. Don't let go. Hold on. God is going to do exactly what he says he is going to do in your life. And I just pray for everybody listening, for our host today, that God would encourage your heart, that you would know that God's hand is on you. Pick up the dream again if you've let it go and believe him for what he said he's going to do, even if it doesn't look like what it started out looking like. Let God shape you. Let God mold you and be faithful to him. And everything that he has promised, he's going to do it. Live your life one day at a time, but live it to his glory, to the best of your ability. Everywhere you go, on your job, at home, with your children, with your family. Give it your best. Give it your all. Because it does count in the kingdom of God. It counts. In Jesus' name, be blessed. Amen.
Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Praise
God. I love you guys. God bless you.
Yes. God bless you. Talk to you soon. Take care. Wow, Coach. God is so good to us, so faithful, and I just want to praise the Lord for what he continues to do, and I'm telling you, those words are an encouragement for all of us. God wants to bless his people, bless his children, and he wants to do in our lives exactly what he says he's going to do. He is faithful. God is not a man that he should lie. He just won't do that. He will do exactly what he says he's going to do. But it is always in his timing, you know, and for such a time as this. And God knows how he needs to groom us. He knows how he needs to grow us and mature us before he brings us into the thing that he has specifically earmarked for us. And so I am glad about it. I hope you're glad about it. And listen, today, while it is called today, if you will just call on the name of the Lord, if you will just ask God to come into your heart, and if he's in your heart, if you've been disappointed and wounded as we all have, don't get mad at God, folks. Get glad that you have been called out to be picked on, because that's what Jesus went through. But you need to know that it's all working together for good. It may not feel good, but it's working together for your good. So go through that thing. Go through it and know God is going to meet you on this other side. And even yesterday, I heard something that wasn't very pleasant. But you know what I told God? I said, Father, just hold me. Just hold me. Hold me right now. Hold me so close to your heart, God. I love you so much, God. And no matter what, Jesus, I'm going to give you my best. Because that's what I desire. I desire for him to be pleased. I desire to be in the center of his will. And even though people can say crazy, crazy things, I say, God, my desire is to please you. And Lord, so I forgive them. I release it to you, God. It didn't feel good, But I'm not going to be mad at God about it. He's my friend. He's the one that is my support. And I'm waking up today with new mercies, feeling the grace and favor of the Lord upon my life all over again. And I'm ready to go for it and be all and do all that God is calling me to be. And I know you feel the same way, Coach. And I know you've got to
I do feel the same way, Coach Cassandra. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm listening.
I couldn't tell. I don't know if my phone is not showing me anything. So,
yeah, you sound great.
Wow. I tell you, this is exciting, but you know what? That is so true. God so much has us, and all we got to do is, like you said, just continue to trust and believe in him. Because we can get stifled. We can look at things and we can see ourselves as grasshoppers when we're supposed to be seeing ourselves as giants and seeing them as
come
grasshoppers.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on
them,
now.
Them meaning our
you know what? I think I might give a conference one day and call it don't be a grasshopper. Be a giant
that's
for God,
right.
You know.
But
you know what? It's a quiz. It's a test. And I'm going to pass these tests. I'm going to pass them no matter what, you know. I know you feel the same way, too, woman of God.
Yes, I do. I do. I really do. And so I can take some callers. I can open up your phone lines, rather. If anyone would like to add in, have a comment or a question, please just raise your hand and we'll open up your phone line. We can do that. The technology allows us that. So we are excited. Yes. You just press the number one key. Matter of fact, I want to test it out just to see how well it works. So don't be scared. Go right ahead. And so
well. Yeah,
go right ahead, raise your let us know. We are excited to, hit that number one key and we'll take your phone call. But it's been a great day and we thank Christian Social Network for all that they do with us and allow us to promote the radio show on Christian Social Network. For those of you who don't have your page yet, make sure you go there and open up your page. And we want to help our brother, David Knight. He's doing phenomenal things with that network, and he's working hard. We're just grateful, you know, for all that he's doing. Yep, just go to mycsn.org.
Absolutely.
Spread the word. Yes. Spread the word as much as you can. Tell everyone you know, all your friends and people on Facebook. I'm going to start reminding people, did you open that page yet?
Come on now.
Did you open your social media page? You know, social media is here to stay.
You know, I thank God for the visionary my CSN, which means My Christian Social Network, that he was a visionary and saw the importance of the having a presence for Christians in social media. That's such a blessing what he's doing and how he's, you know, understanding that we, you know, Christians, we've got to be right up there on the cutting edge of whatever the world is doing because, you know, God sent us to be light in darkness. And so I love being on that website that he has. So, Coach, wind it down. I know you've
got to
get going, too. So,
Yes, I do. And we only have about 20 seconds left to the broadcast. So do you want to tell everybody what time of day you want them to have?
You have a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious day, baby. Yes, God is with you. He is for you. We love you and know that all is well because God is in control. Amen? All right. Okay, go.
We'll see you back tomorrow.
All right, ain't no stopping us now. Hey. Hey. Hey, you hear me? See you tomorrow.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on the show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams. Moving, yeah, yeah, I'm moving. Moving, moving, moving.